Hey, how's it going? And welcome to the Communication is Key podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Nephew, and on today's episode, I'll be talking about net neutrality, giving a brief history and background, and discussing its importance and the roles played in society, specifically its importance surrounding internet quality. So this is a topic that most people have heard of, but still might not be too familiar with or really understand it. So let's jump right in. So what is net neutrality? Well, I found an article on Wired called Wired's Guide to Net Neutrality, and in this article, author Clint Finley describes it as, quote, the idea that internet service providers such as Comcast and Verizon should treat all content flowing through their cables and cell towers equally. In other words, these companies shouldn't be able to block you from accessing or a service like Skype or slow down Netflix or Hulu in order to encourage you to keep your cable package or buy a different video streaming service, end quote. I think this perfectly sums up the importance of net neutrality in a nutshell. It essentially is saying that net neutrality's purpose is to prevent large corporations from having the ability to manipulate content to cater to a political or financial agenda. So why are we talking about this now? Let's first discuss the backstory on why we're just hearing about net neutrality in the mainstream media as of recently. So while net neutrality and internet freedom has been discussed since the early 2000s among technologists, net neutrality hasn't had significant buzz in the mainstream media up until the last 3 years. So the construction of net neutrality since the early 2000s is discussed in the Com247 reading titled, What We Talk About When We Talk About Net Neutrality, A Historical Genealogy of the Discourse of Net Neutrality. So in this reading, Danny Kimball discusses the concept that while net neutrality has been a topic discussed within the world of technology since the early 2000s, it hasn't really gained legitimate binding policy up until recently, specifically in 2010. So this could contribute to the lack of public interest because of limited legal legitimacy up until recently. So 2010 was the first year that the FCC created a policy involving net neutrality. So prior to that, there wasn't an official or legitimate policy for internet freedom, and it remained that way until 2015. So that's one reason where lack of legitimacy could deter your average person to look into internet equality. Also, lack of interest because of the complicated political stigma involved is another reason that could drive the lack of interest from the general public. And this concept is addressed and further explained in a separate Com247 reading titled Regulation is Boring. In this reading, Becky Lentz discusses that understanding regulation is a powerful tool that is often overlooked because of its boring nature. Lentz says that dullness is what camouflages the power and importance of regulators, at times our own peril. So by saying this, Lentz suggests that our freedom online is dependent on our understanding of regulation, and typically issues on regulation are viewed by the general public as boring, and thus discourages consumers to dig deeper into actually understanding the key concepts. So this concept closely relates to the discussion of policy of net neutrality. Big corporations that benefit from net neutrality not existing are being able to prey on the consumer's lack of knowledge in the importance of regulation. The Wired article titled Here's How the End of Net Neutrality Will Change the Internet discusses that without net neutrality, internet service providers or ISPs like Comcast and Verizon would have the opportunity to block content, slow video streaming services from rivals, and offer fast lanes, quote-unquote fast lanes, to preferred partners. All this could be done without the knowledge or consent of the consumer and preys on the average person's lack of knowledge about internet quality and net neutrality. In efforts to prevent ISPs from taking advantage of countless consumers, in 2015, the FCC approved the official policy on net neutrality as a means to produce equal and fair internet access for consumers. So what does that mean? So in 2015, in a 2015 NPR article titled, FCC Approves Net Neutrality Rules for quote-unquote Open Internet, FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler was quoted saying that no one, whether government or corporate, should control free open access to the internet, end quote. So this quote demonstrates that the point of net neutrality and the principle of it is that no one should have the opportunity to control the internet at the expense of the consumer. So this policy really brought net neutrality to the limelight. And after its approval, the topic and buzz surrounding net neutrality kind of died out up until 2017. When under the Trump administration, the newly appointed Republican Ajit Pai was appointed to the new chairman of the FCC, and he announced the removal of rules put in place by the 2015 policy, thus eliminating net neutrality. So it's the elimination of neutrality. Big companies have the upper hand when it comes to advertising. They are able to afford to pay for sponsored content that suppresses and essentially crushes smaller companies that didn't have the funding to compete. Furthermore, it also eliminates the equal traffic to those websites. So although these changes might not happen overnight, the opportunity is still 100% there to take advantage of the elimination of net neutrality slowly but surely. And all those points 100% illustrate the importance of net neutrality and the role that it plays in society as a whole. Thank you for tuning in. I look forward to you joining me next time, and thank you.